it's a year. We've taken in many refugees. I've spoken to so many. It's something to be proud of, isn't it?
Well, I think as we reflect on the anniversary of Ukraine, I think we need to think about the brave Ukrainians who've been on the front line and all the Ukrainian citizens who've lost their homes, who've fled, who are internal refugees in Ukraine, and those who've had to flee their country and their homes, seeing their loved ones killed, their loved ones in the army. And I think we need to stand shoulder to shoulder with those people who are fighting for democracy, fighting for the country against the most appalling, illegal, disgraceful invasion in modern times. I am proud of Britain that we have stood by Ukraine, stood by President Zelensky and those brave Ukrainians, and also opened our arms, opened our homes to Ukrainian refugees. I've met a lot of Ukrainian refugees. They are just the most inspiring people. I went out actually onto to the border between Poland and Ukraine and met some of the refugees actually coming across the border. What a total miserable, horrible time they'd had, where they'd seen their homes bombed. And it's absolutely right that Britain should play a part. I'd actually like us to play a bigger part in looking after those Ukrainian refugees. And I'm very proud of people in Kingston, the founders across Kingston, who've played their part.
And standing in Westminster Palace, in Westminster Hall, hearing Zelensky, that must have been very moving. It was very moving watching it on television, so being there must have been incredibly moving.
It was inspiring, and I agree with his call on the government. We need to do as much as we possibly can to supply, whether it's jets, whether it's tanks, whatever it is, their fight is our fight. And President Zelensky was inspiring. I had the huge honour and privilege of meeting him in person and having a brief chat with him. Liberal Democrats are actually the sister party to the political party that President Zelensky leads. So there's that link between my party and President Zelensky too. And I couldn't be more determined, Liberal Democrats couldn't be more determined, that our country continues to play and strengthens our role in supporting Ukraine.
Do you understand people who are worried about this and supporting militarily? There are a lot of people who are concerned that would lead us into direct war with Putin and with Russia.
I think the government needs to do a better job in explaining to people why it's right that we are supporting Ukraine in the way we are. The impact on our country and our world, if President Putin's invasion is allowed to succeed, the impact we're seeing already in energy prices, in food impacts, are so severe. We have to support people in Ukraine. Yes, of course we worry about the danger of going too far. That's why NATO has been quite clear that NATO troops and NATO forces will not actually go into Ukraine and fight. And that's been a difficult line, actually, because there's many people who want to go further in our support. So making that judgment, making that balance, I think the government's got it right. And it's been a cross-party national support, and I'm so proud of Britain for doing that.
And in the coalition, you are in charge of energy. What's happening now is unprecedented. What's the way out of this?
Well, Liberal Democrats in government did lead Britain's renewable revolution. The renewable power quadrupled under the Liberal Democrats. The Conservatives trying to stop us as I pushed our offshore wind. We now have the leading industry in the world in offshore wind, and that's helped protect us in terms of energy security, so we've been less affected by lack of supplies. It's also meant that although prices have inevitably gone up because of what's happening in Ukraine, our renewable energies helped us have a cheaper source of electricity. So what Liberal Democrats did in government, I'm very, very proud of. The thing I've been a bit angry about, and I'll be very brutally frank with you, is since 2015, the Conservatives' energy policy has been shockingly bad. They've gone slow on renewables. They have not insulated people's homes. So people's energy bills are higher now because the Conservatives did not take forward Liberal Democrat energy policies, and our country is less secure and less independent. We import too much oil and gas because we haven't gone for the renewable revolution that Liberal Democrats champion.